Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. 14 years ago this month, pretty much this week, I was able to entice one of the great futurists of our time, someone who'd been one of my heroes for a couple of decades, to be on the show. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, I got him. And I was so excited about that, and he's been a regular ever since. He's been become a great friend of mine. He's been my foresight mentor now for 14 years, and he's been an awesome resource for us on the show. Hey, Joel, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, that's neat. I didn't realize that, but that's cool. that's there. It's been a long, delightful time.
Well, we've enjoyed it very much, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate your valuable time that you spend with us. JoelBarker.com, StarThrower.com, folks, that's where you can find his films. Any book that Joel writes will change your life. Joel, thanks again for being here. All right, let's get ready to rumble here, because you want to report.
Can I make one pitch, by the way?
Yeah, go ahead.
If they go to StarThrower.com, they can get access to my entire library for one price for the year.
Ooh.
So the StarThrower is doing a special right now, and it's really a bargain.
It is. That is a deal, folks. So check it out, and you'll be glad. I promise you, when you watch the Paradigm video, you'll thank me later for that. So, Joel, as I say, let's get ready to rumble. Let's talk about the next topic. Three cities.
Yep.
What's going on with these three cities?
Well, it's not just three cities, but the example they picked to show them, which is Doha, Abu Dhabi, and Bandar Abbas.
I've been to two of those.
Have you really? How cool that is.
I've been to Doha and
I've been to Abu Dhabi. I've not done the Middle East. That's been that and Africa I missed. I got everything else. But what they're doing is doing a trend analysis, and they're saying there is a trend happening, especially in this area. And if you think of those cities defining a line that then you wrap around the world. So there's a band of temperature that the likelihood of high temperatures by the year 2100 is so hot that people will not be able to live in that area without artificial cooling. And then the article goes on to say, but there's a whole bunch of things that you can't do that with. And for instance, the oil industry, where people have to be out working on the rigs and the equipment. And the concern here, which, by the way, has already happened once in France. You may remember a couple of years ago, France had that
heat wave. Yeah.
And they had 70-some thousand. Yeah, exactly. And what's going on here is there's a bottom temperature that is very dangerous, and it's around 100 degrees Fahrenheit with humidity.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 100 degrees with humidity, your body cannot release enough. You can't cool down.
The military stops training. They have something called Cat 4. If the temperature and the humidity gets to a certain combination, they call it Cat 4, and everything stops. The war stops.
You got it. And the problem is that is a trending result if the temperature doesn't get under control.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us one more reason to say, let's get the carbon down.
Let me push back just a little bit on this. I'm going to be the other side of this argument, folks. And Joel, this isn't Joel's first climate change rodeo. So the thing that I'm going to do is I'm not going to argue with you as much as I'm just going to throw out a couple of other things. Number one, we know that the Sahara Desert was once basically a jungle. We know it was a forest. Maybe only 10,000 years ago, maybe only 10,000-20,000 years, not a million years ago, but not that long ago, really, it was a forest. So we know that climate has been getting, the earth has been getting hotter. We know that water's been rising. There used to be a land bridge. The Central America, the islands, Caribbean used to be like a land bridge across there. There used to be a land bridge across Alaska and Russia. So we know all that's been going on for a long time. My question is, how do we know that we won't go too far? If we back off on the carbon, how do we know we won't go too far and cool the earth and make it too cool? And I don't think that's a facetious question. What do you think?
No, it isn't. And it's because, you remember, back in the 70s, Time magazine had a cover article on the freezing of the Earth. So yeah, as far back as the 70s, we had people saying that.
You and I remember the 50s and 60s when it was very cold here.
Yes, right. Now, here's the difference between the past and the present, and that is speed at which the temperatures have been changing.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I think any scientist will tell you, yes, we had land bridges which were caused by the ice being, the water being sucked up by the ice or the ice age. That's mm-hmm. what lowered the water in the ocean.
You wouldn't have the Great Lakes if it weren't for that.
Oh, well, just among other things. It's a whole yeah. bunch of stuff that mm-hmm. changed. And we had almost a day or an hour in itself to talk about it. But mm-hmm. certainly we know, and climatologists will acknowledge all that. Their concern is the speed at which mm-hmm. we're putting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Never have they found anything in the historical, geological track that says that ever happened at that speed. So and by the way, there's one argument, which is a volcano or a mega volcano could produce substantial cooling, but usually it's only for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And it also could starve a bunch of people to death if we had something like that.
Yeah.
We can continue this after the break if you want, but to wrap up this part and just to make sure that you know what the argument is, it's not that anybody's denying that the Earth has been warming now for maybe 100,000 years, but that just now, the velocity of the warming is what's frightening people.
See, your vocabulary serves you well again. The velocity, that's a perfect yeah. word for it. The velocity is different.
And the result
is different.
And I don't have an argument for that, folks. Quick break, right back. I guess you could say Joel won that one. Tim Taylor, I'm Jim Plessingham. We'll be right back.
Yeah, but you gave me the word.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.